The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Joining us on the line, James Carafano, Vice President for the Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. Good day to have you on board, James. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good to be with you.
All right, so let me start off with these, I'd like to call them enhanced vetting procedures that have been placed upon people who come from seven countries that have been identified by a previous administration as being countries that harbor terrorism. The outrage has been everywhere we look, at the airports and everywhere. What's going on with this? Was this the right move in your mind?
Well, you know, as somebody that worked on some of those policies during the transition team, let me tell you the rationale behind that. And it has to do with dealing with emerging threats, right? Because tens of thousands of foreign fighters flowed into Iraq and Syria. And as ISIS has been losing space over the last couple of months, everybody, not just the United States, the Europeans, really everybody, you know, the remainder of those have to flow somewhere. And everybody, every intelligence analyst on the planet, believes that they're most likely to flow into those seven countries. And so the concern is not just for those countries, but that they could then outflow from there and attempt to do terrorist acts in Europe or the West or South Asia, for that matter.
But
the most likely way to go is to on a visa or disguised as a refugee.
Well, and you just said something very interesting. You said, you know, a lot of people have said, well, look, we don't have any history with problems out of these countries, and I disagree with them on that to some degree. But you're saying it is an emerging threat, one that is not yet completely developed.
So, you know, oftentimes the phrase goes, your generals always want to fight the last war. So here you have an administration which is actually forward-looking, right? And they're preparing for the next wave of terrorism before it happens. And that the reality of why they're actually doing this has just been completely obscured, as is the practicality of it. I mean, when all is said and done, the process and procedures that they have in place on visas are very, very similar to the Europeans. And, you know, on refugees, I mean, we learned that the European model doesn't work. You don't bring people in and vet them later. So actually, I think the difference between what the Trump policies look like and what the Obama policies look like in the end won't be that big a deal. And when we look back, we'll just scratch our heads and say, what was all the hysteria about?
Yeah, and didn't ISIS also tell us, they actually told us that they were going to be sneaking fighters into foreign countries disguised as refugees?
Yeah. You know what's really funny is when you talk to the critics of the administration who actually know their business, who actually know the issues, the threats, how the vetting procedures and everything works, their criticism isn't, oh my God, the president has thrown out the Constitution. Their criticism is, you know, this is just basically a PR stunt because the things are going to look pretty much the same. You know, they're not out there saying that, but their notion is how much tougher can you make this? Because people are forgetting Obama focused on exactly the same seven countries.
Well, and this is the thing that I keep coming back to. Which is the right procedure? To have an administration which identifies seven countries that are a threat to the United States and then to do nothing about it other than say there are bad people in these countries, or the administration which takes those seven countries and says, you know what, we need to make sure we're looking very closely at people who are coming to us from these areas.
And that's a good point. On January 20th, 2017, Trump owns this. And if there was a terrorist attack on January 21st or 6 months from now, and Trump's answer to vetting visa and refugees coming out of these countries is, well, I just did what Obama did, people would look at that, they would find that pretty hollow. They own this, and they have an obligation to assure on their watch that the procedures that are in place are the best that they think is appropriate. So really, this to me is when I you know, I've been dealing with this all weekend, so maybe I've got a little PTSD.
Well,
about
no,
this,
I'm with you as well.
But when you hear people talk about this, all it does is it tells me about their politics. It doesn't say anything about their knowledge or concern of the issue. And when I see Republicans, you know, I'm not a partisan, I'm a nonpartisan guy, but when I see people in the president's own party going squish on this, very clear that is they're reacting to the political pressure, not to the facts of the case. It's Washington at its absolute worst. I just hope the administration has the guts to just follow through on what really was a very practical and reasonable step to take.
So how do they get their message out? How do they get out the reality of this versus the propaganda, which was swift and very well organized?
Well, I'm not sure they will. And I think that's a fair criticism. I mean, they did not have people out, their people out all weekend defending their policies, which I would say lick on them. I think the and you know, there's also been some friction in the implementation on that. I think the administration's priority was getting these things out the door and getting them done. And I think they were more concerned about that than kind of the optics around that. So mm-hmm. that's, I think, a decision that they made.
James Carafano, listen, you've given us a lot to think about this morning, and you brought me new ammunition. Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it.
All right, brother.
No, good. It's all good.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.